here. Kids of Beverly Hills is open for any occasion, family occasions, or that romantic dinner. I tell you what, if you've got an anniversary coming up, we got a baseball steak that'll knock your socks off.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, talking about, you know, this, you mentioned this sort of combines what you do.
Well, I don't think it combines what we do, Phil. I think it minimizes. We're talking about the education of young people in our country, but you do learn a thing or two about how to make a good positive statement in the education of your young people. Right now, Phil, we have teachers that are not doing a job. You know, I know you disagree with me on that.
Well, we knock the teachers, man. It's first of all, the money isn't good.
No, I grant you that the money isn't good, but I also think the motivation isn't there. I think what you've got are a lot of soft people who have their seniority. They don't teach our kids anymore. They rely upon money, money, money. It's all about the money. Well, if it is all about the money, and it is all about respect, as you are saying, I think what we did for Andrew was a good thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am still shaking after that teacher called our home. You know, I'm Ted Bell. I built this restaurant with my bare hands, brick by brick, nail by nail. And for someone to talk to me the way that she did.
All right, now this is a woman who is a teacher at the middle school where your son Andrew goes.
You're right. Andrew is in the, right now he's in the ninth grade. And this Mrs. Fisher talked to Marcy, my wife, and then she got on the phone with me. And I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever had anyone talk to me like that before in my life. And what we're trying to do...
Well, what was she offended by something?
Well, first of all, I said to her, I hope you know who you're talking to. And I'm not trying to do an ego thing here, Phil. I'm not trying to pull the ego trip. But my name is Ted Bell. I built one of the most successful restaurants in America. We are located in the Beverly Hills area. I know a lot of people. And I don't think that if you are a teacher and you are looking to improve your situation, you talk to me that way. And I was trying to tell her the boy didn't mean anything.
Let's recap for the audience so we know what Andrew did.
Well, first of all, Andrew didn't do anything that I didn't suggest. But Andrew was, you know, she's blaming me. The kid went along with it. He's my son, and I love him. But Andrew felt that it was a good idea, and I asked Marcy, and she felt, she left it up to me. But this teacher calling up...
Well, let's tell him, well, what did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything. Andrew did it.
And all right, but what was the thing that happened?
What happened was this. Andrew has been struggling in his French class at this Grays Middle School, which is in Beverly Hills. And this Mrs. Fisher we had talked to, we had a couple of parent-teacher meetings with her. In my restaurant business, and in the restaurant business, it is a very standard thing, and it is something that shows appreciation when you offer a gratuity. All right, now...
Okay, see, this is the...
No, let me finish. I gave to Andrew, on last Wednesday morning, I folded up a $100 bill. I said to him, you need to palm it, and I showed him. Now, understand, please, Phil, I want to finish my story, that this is meant as a very respectful thing. It's an appreciative thing. I folded a $100 bill, I showed him how to palm the $100 bill, and then when he went into school and he saw his teacher, who is a woman I don't doubt is dedicated, but I think she needs some, I think like all teachers, I think she needs some motivation. And I said to him, when you walk up to her this morning, you clasp both of her hands, you clasp one of her hands with both of your hands. You say, thank you, this is a little something for all the hard work that you do.
He's giving her $100.
It is a gratuity. Because what we're trying to do is get these teachers off the dime. If they want appreciation, if they feel like they're being underpaid, if they feel as if no one notices, I took a page out of the book that I worked from, Phil, and I can tell you it's very appreciated.
And it is not a standard thing, is it? I mean, it's not a standard thing to tip a teacher.
It may not be a standard thing, but we've got to do something. We have got to do something. Our educational system is going straight into the toilet, and someone's ready to pull the chain. And I'll tell you who's going to pull the chain on it. This guy Schwarzenegger, who's up in Sacramento, and a lot of the individuals in this country who don't respect public education. So I said to him, And
all right, now you gave your son a $100 bill and taught him how to palm it. What do you mean by that?
You fold the bill in such a way so as it is in the center of the palm. I said, walk up to her, clasp one of her hands with both, and say, Mrs. Fisher, I'm Andrew Bell. I just, I want to tell you, what you do around here is being noticed. And you shake both hands, and you gently slip, you give her the tip. You offer her the, and you say, would you please allow me? And I teach my son this because it's respectful. And what do I get today? A phone call from this, let's just go ahead and use the word, this woman, accusing me of everything, talking to my wife in a disrespectful way, and this is a teacher in the United States of America. What have they done lately?
And I don't think that's fair.
Well,
I don't think it's fair. A teacher, what have they done lately? They are struggling in all kinds of situations, in school districts that are underfunded.
Well, here we go again with the money. So I teach my son how to offer her a tip or a gratuity, and I get this insulting phone call.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. The question that you want to put to teachers...
the question I'm putting there to any teacher is, what did we do wrong to get a phone call that was insulting? The boy very respectfully, and I taught him, you do it in the way that many of our Italians do it, or many people, old school people, you go up and say, you know what, we notice the things you're doing,
And that is going to help your son get a better grade.
Boy, you really know how to spin something, don't you?
No, that's what it's for. It's going to help your son get a better grade.
You offer a gratuity, and the expectation is, yes, a level of service. I don't think we're getting it from her. My son is pulling a D right now in that class. And
what about a little bit harder study?
Look, the boy is trying to get into a private prep academy. We need to get those grades up this year. You're telling me, yes, he's studying very hard, but we're trying to do something that they're always, pardon me for using the squealing about money.
Well, they're talking about getting a better annual salary, aren't they? And they're talking about getting...
Well, they may be talking about getting a better annual salary. This is something that is going to help her buy a hat, like we used to say. It's a little something in the envelope. In other words, and I said to him, you offer her the $100 bill and you say, hey, get yourself a nice suit of clothes or something like that. And
yeah, but it all sounds to me as if he's standing in a restaurant like yours and he's tipping a waitress.
No, it is, boy, you must have some low opinion of waitresses. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, you say to your son, give her the $100 bill, buy yourself a nice suit of clothes.
No, I said to him, you palm the $100 bill to the teacher and you say, this is a little something for you, buy yourself a jacket. And thank you very much for the things you're doing.
Well, to me, it's almost a tacit bribe.
And how so?
Because the boy is going to the teacher and saying, hey, here's a little something for you. Buy yourself a hat or a jacket or whatever, and the expectation is that he's supposed to get a higher grade.
The expectation is that she work a little harder at her job. Is that so wrong?
So you don't think she's doing the job?
I don't think she's doing the job when she's... But my son's pulling a D in a class where he is a very good boy, and I just don't think it's possible he's pulling a D. So the expectation is a bribe? No, the expectation is, here's a little something for your hard work. I mean, if he was to spell it out, he'd say, here's a little something for you if you wouldn't mind putting in a day's work around here. But I didn't have him say that.
Well, of course he's not going to say something like that, Ted.
No, he said that.
But to have the boy give the teacher a $100 bill with a line like, hey, go out and buy yourself a hat, or...
I said, tell her this is something you might want to, something for your wardrobe, It's like giving... Let me ask you, what's the difference between that and the kids bringing an apple to the teacher? Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. I got you on that one.
Well, I mean...
Nope, gotcha. What's the difference between that and the kid bringing the teacher an apple? Nothing. And yet the teacher takes the apple, but when my son, in a very genuine spirit, says to her, I believe we can have an understanding, here's a little something, a little something to make the rainy days a little brighter, thanks for everything you do, and he's not allowed to do that. Yeah.
The apple is different.
No, I got you on that one. I nailed you on that one. The apple is not different. You bring the teacher an apple, that's okay. But try to palm a $100 bill just to say, thanks a lot, go out and get yourself a zoot suit or whatever it is. And no, he can't do that. And I think it's unfair, and I think it's a reflection of how these teachers are saying one thing one minute and saying something else the next.
All right, but 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. on his son offering his teacher, his French teacher, $100 bill with the understanding that maybe she can, his grade can get a little bit higher. He palmed it, apparently folded it up in the palm of his hand, took one of her hands in both of his and said, here's a little something to make the rainy days brighter. Now, you can call it a tip. It sounds to me like some kind of a bribe, and I still don't think that there's any similarity between the traditional thing of a kid bringing his teacher an apple and a kid palming a $100 bill into the hand of his French teacher and saying, buy yourself a hat. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, steakhouse, come on.
You know, we got a great blank steak, and I don't think anything says anniversary. I don't think anything expresses the real romance and the real affection between a man and a woman like a blank steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
I'm a little bit angry, Phil.
I understand that, but you say you took abuse from this teacher who was called. What did the woman say?
She called it inappropriate. She said that Andrew was not doing the work. I said, isn't that what a teacher is for? Kind of stuck her on that one. She didn't really know what to say. I said, isn't it your job to assist this boy and try to get him to do the very best that he can? I also questioned her very deeply, Phil. Do you accept gifts?
Well, I understand that, and you're trying to compare this to the traditional gift that a child gives a teacher of the apple.
Look, an apple, what does the apple say? The apple is saying, here is something for you to eat, if you need something to eat. We understand that teachers are underpaid. You can give her an apple. Hey, you know what? You know what $100 buys? It buys 2 weeks' worth of groceries. So you're giving her an apple and insulting her by saying, here's an apple. See if that tides you over. When in point of fact...
You don't think a kid gives a teacher an apple to say, here, I hope that tides you over. It's an expression. It's a gratuity.
Well, if it's a gratuity, and you just admitted it. See, I nailed you again. You just...
Ted, this isn't about nailing anybody. Isn't this about finding the truth?
No, but you're trying to make a point. If a kid gives a teacher an apple, and he's saying, well, here's something to eat, and my son, Andrew, palmed it in a very professional way, a $100 bill... You're saying to the teacher with the apple, here's an apple, okay? And now let's see if you can stay alive on that. When my son gave her a $100 bill...
I don't think that's the message.
Well, let me finish. When he gave her a $100 bill, what he's saying is, get yourself some groceries, get yourself some, you know, fix your face up or whatever, go to a day spa, something like that. And the message is this. You're a teacher. It would be nice if occasionally you do an honest day's work. Because...
Well, that's insulting, too. You know,
well, I'm telling you that if the teachers are the ones that are complaining about the money, all right? And,
your son said to this teacher, hey, here's $100, we'd like to appreciate what you're doing, pay the heating bill this month. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he said something like that.
Okay, isn't that an insult?
Everywhere I turn, I hear teachers talking about money. My son said very respectfully, hey, here's something, why don't you pay the heating bill, let's pay the cable for the month. And I don't see what's disrespectful for that.
All right, 1-800-449.
And again, you're laying a lot of this on me. He went along with it, and I don't understand why he is not... She didn't ask to talk to him.
Because you're the parent, and she asked to talk to the parents. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Beth. Hi, Beth. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I just think this is a totally inappropriate way to show your appreciation for a teacher. I mean, that's just like, here's your $100 bribe, could you give my kid a better grade?
Well, again, I have to go back to the example of the apple, the shiny apple.
Yeah, but the apple...
How insulting is the apple?
The apple is nothing. The apple is somehow related to teachers because they started in September, and that's what the kids did. They brought some apples, but, you know,
there's an unspoken expectation, you know, how about sweetening the pot a little bit for me?
I don't think that's true for most teachers.
Now, you're a teacher, Beth, right? My screener told me that you're a teacher.
I am.
Okay.
All right, can I ask the lady a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
Beth, if a young man, with total respect, palmed a $100 bill and said, here's a little something for you, here's a little something to keep the chicken in the pot this winter. You're telling me you'd call up and be upset?
Yes, I would, because if you're disrespecting the teacher, that's not the way to show your appreciation.
I would like to know what's disrespectful about that. Please tell me.
It is just like a bribe. I mean, the way you're telling him to palm a $100 bill, I mean, if you want to do something nice, I mean, send a gift basket.
I'm a restaurant.
Don't palm a $100 bill.
Well, you're saying in the way... Well, he could have put it in an envelope. Is that better? I'm a restaurateur. This is what we learn in our business, the respectful way to get a table.
Well, we don't learn that as teachers. Take money from students.
Ma'am,
and it's so, you know,
in my restaurant, and my maitre d' is a guy by the name of Eddie Val Hallen,
It's not about a restaurant.
No,
it's about your son. It's about your son doing better in school. And what you should have done is met with the teacher and your son and yourself and your wife and figured out the best way to help him get a better grade. Forget the $100. That would have been much more productive.
Hey, Beth, watch this, Bill. Hey, Beth, what if I sent you a $100 gift basket? Ouch. Got you on that one.
Wait a minute, Ted.
No, I got her on that.
I mean,
if I sent her a $100 gift basket, what's the difference between that and my son respectfully saying,
you know what I would be saying? I would be saying, why is he giving me this money? How about talking to me like a professional?
But, ma'am, you said that you would accept a gift.
Yes, Ted, but she also said...
But I'm making it as, you know, that's fine. Show your appreciation. And many students do that. I mean, they'll give you some cookies here and there, but I don't, you know, they don't expect a better grade out of it.
Well, when teachers complain about why they can't do a better job, now let's face it, we've got kids that are coming out of our grammar schools and out of our high schools that are, I think, if you put them to a test internationally, they would come up, and I don't know what the term is, but wouldn't they come up like retards, wouldn't they?
I don't know about that. Maybe they would fall short.
What does that mean?
But, however, the whole thing, your student, your child's going to do the best that he can with your help and the teacher's help. It's a process between many people,
not just one person
in the classroom.
Right now, you know, the American student today is considered almost a retard when he comes out of school. Now, you got
I hope your son doesn't come out like that. You better start helping him more.
I did, ma'am. I gave him a $100 bill.
The $100 is not going to help your son.
Heating bill. Well,
you are going to help your son by sitting down with him
and... I'm not a French teacher. I help my son.
Then hire somebody.
What about a tutor?
Oh, yeah, a tutor. So more good
money after
that.
Give $100 to the tutor who will work with your son one-on-one.
Why doesn't the teacher that he's got? Well, I think that's throwing good money after bad. And if my son says, here's $100, why don't you go ahead and get those pants changed, get them cleaned or something?
All of that stuff
is disrespectful.
Like, here's $100, go get your car washed. I mean, what is that saying?
I didn't. He said, here's $100, get yourself a better pair of slacks.
Yeah, go get yourself a pretty dress. What year is this, 1950?
Ma'am, this is a boy trying to earn his way
into college.
That's a boy trying to
get a better grade.
All right.
And a boy, and like you said, a boy should not be doing that.
Thank you, Beth. All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We have we got to take a break here coming up, Ted.
I want to talk to teachers.
Like that lady that you just talked to was a teacher.
Well, okay. You know, you can say she's a teacher, but she's another one of these teachers that, on the one hand, says that they need more money. On the other hand, when my son walks in and offers in a respectful way, slides it into an envelope, says, here's a little something to keep the wolf away from the door. How about seeing it my way on the French grade? Suddenly that's an insult. They don't want it. I think what we have here is a level of professional hypocrisy. And then she turns around and says to me, palming it, I've had some of the greatest people in the world palm me a $100 bill. And in my restaurant, and I will tell you this, you palm $100 to my maitre d', Eddie Val Hallen, people think it's Van Halen, it's Eddie Val Hallen, and you're going to get a top table in our primary room, okay, with all the fixings.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry, what the hell's the guy's turn? His maitre d' is Eddie Val Hallen. I don't mean to laugh, but he's got his son trying to tip the French teacher $100 to get a better grade. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're talking about his son, Andrew, who offered his teacher a $100 tip. You say there's an understanding for better grade.
No, I don't think there's any. Look, Phil, let me say something here. I'm a restaurant owner. You know what? I'm just a working guy. Yes, I own a restaurant. I have developed my name to the point where when people hear the name Ted Bell, I'm not saying that they're all overcome with respect, but when people hear the name Ted Bell in the Beverly Hills, California area, they step back a little bit. You know, it knocks the wind out a little bit because they know what I've done. But in my heart and soul, I'm a working man. And I have tried to teach my son what I know. And what I know is appreciation is appreciated. When you show someone appreciation, and we in the restaurant business, I don't think there's an industry in the world where the workers take more, let me just say the word, more crap, where we have to put up with more than in the restaurant business. So when someone shows their, here's that word again, appreciation, we work a little harder. That's all I know. I said to my son, Andrew, here is a $100 bill. Fold it up. I taught him all the things that I know. Phil, I don't know a lot, but I know how to palm a $100 bill. You fold it up in the palm, you give it to her, you say something nice to her like, you know, here's something where you and your old man can go ahead and take a week in Catalina, or whatever you want to do.
You and your old man.
Well, you're getting it out of context, okay? And so I offered that to my son. He walks in, he very respectfully took her hand, made sure there was no one watching. You know, he didn't want to embarrass her and say, hey, look, this is for you, Fisher. And
did he call her Fisher?
I'm sorry?
He called the teacher Fisher.
That happens to be the woman's name, Bill.
Not Mrs. Fisher. Fisher.
There's a difference, huh?
You don't call the teacher Fisher.
I'm trying to tell him and give him a professional skill.
Hey, Fisher, here's something for you and your old man to go to Catalina for a week on.
You know, your indignation, I think, is insulting to myself and anybody that loves a child. That's all I'm going to say.
Ted, understand, I appreciate that you...
No, that's all I'm going to say.
I appreciate that you love your son, but having him go in and treat a teacher like she just delivered a round of drinks, you know...
What do you... In the long run, Phil, you're trying to get the same... Well, never mind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wendy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Wendy, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell... I didn't catch his name because I...
Yeah, this is... Wendy, this is Ted Bell.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, dear. How are you?
I just want to say he needs to get his son a job at the restaurant if that's the kind of mentality that he has.
I don't want that for my son.
Well, you're not teaching. All you need to do is sit down with him and his teacher and show some involvement. And
well,
he will excel in school.
I did, but that doesn't make any difference to the teacher. They want a little something more.
No, they do. All they want is some parent involvement, not to hand them a $100 bill like they're a hooker out on the street.
Wait a minute. You don't call that parent involvement. When I take $100 of my hard-earned money, I teach my son how to palm it in a professional manner so that she wasn't embarrassed.
You're comparing everything to your restaurant.
Dude, you know,
this is a child's education. You can't compare that to a restaurant.
I don't know what you're saying. You know, I think what's happening here, Phil, is a lot of these callers are hearing what you're saying and then they're repeating it.
I heard what you said.
What did I say? I said,
What do you mean?
I mean a lot of these callers hear your argument and then they go, oh, yeah, you know what? Here's a thought that I just had. And then they repeat back word for word what you just said 5 seconds before.
This lady isn't doing that.
Oh, well.
I have a child that's going to seventh grade.
Okay. You realize
he's
that your child...
Student. He's an honor roll student.
Yeah, maybe he's an honor roll student.
For me to sit down with him and his teacher,
ma'am,
and make sure I was involved with all of this stuff.
In the country today, your child, my child, take them to China, and they are considered mongoloid. And all I'm trying...
Wait a minute.
No, the American student today over in Japan and where a lot of these whiz kids are... They think American students are pan-faced and they couldn't find it with both hands. I'm trying to get
that's funny because they come over here to see how we do a lot of our stuff.
No, they come over here to get an education, then they go back to China. And guess what? When you pick up the phone to call customer support at Earthlink, you're talking to a Chinaman. You're talking to Kung Fu.
That's because it's cheaper. We all know that. Why?
You got it.
You need to get your son a job at the restaurant.
Your son is an honor student in the cornfield, maybe. But when you're
the lady's talking about a school.
Well,
All right, look at.
I'm talking about a good school that he attends, and it's not just this year. It's every year since he started school. Because I did have involvement with him and his teachers.
Did you ever give the teacher?
If I saw he was not excelling or not making the grade, I went in and talked to her. What do we need to do?
Well, let me ask you a question.
You don't need to throw a $100 bill at her or restaurant coupon.
Well, ma'am, have you gone in to talk to a teacher, and I'm sure you've given her a cookie or a flower or something. You haven't you?
You don't have. No.
You've never brought her an ear of corn. Have you ever brought her an ear of corn?
What do you mean an ear of corn?
Well, I'm assuming that the lady...
I'm sorry for you, son.
No, ma'am.
I really do.
Don't you live in
my heart goes field? Out to him. Because you're setting a terrible example for him.
Ma'am, there used to be a tradition in America where the farmer would bring in an ear of corn for the teacher. He'd bring in, like, a basket of corn. You've never done that.
Why would she do that?
I'm assuming she lives somewhere near a cornfield. You don't?
Because you're assuming that because that's your mentality. You think that nobody has
a disgrace. You're telling me it's a disgrace to live a couple of blocks from a full cornfield. Boy.
You know what?
Just to show you.
All right.
My blood pressure's up. I'm going to let
ma'am,
you go.
Ma'am, I am only trying to help
sit
my son.
Sit down and talk with your child.
I'm trying to help my son.
Talk with his teacher.
Well, ma'am, can I ask you a question before you go, though? Do you shuck it before you give it to your son's teacher, or do you...
Well, look it. The lady said she's not giving out corn.
Well, she sure gave me about 3 minutes worth on the phone. Thank you.
Let's go over to Jim. Jim, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, sir.
One thing in all of this discussion I'm not hearing is...
What's that?
One thing I'm not hearing from you is...
Mm-hmm.
I want to find a way for my son to learn French.
I want my son to learn French. I want the teacher to work harder.
Let me finish.
You know.
You're willing to give a gratuity before he learns the coursework. You're willing to sweep the pot, so to speak, or whatever. It's not the kid giving the teacher the money. It's you.
No, it is. My son went along with it.
But it wasn't his earned money.
Why did he do it? He could have said, no, Dad, I don't want to do that.
Let's start with...
Now, let me ask you a question. Haven't you ever spread it around to get another round of drinks? Haven't you said keep them coming? Have you ever said keep them coming? I just want to know.
It has nothing to do with gratitude.
You're paying for service beforehand.
We get our gratuities, a little coffee cups, beer, corn, or apple, after we've done the job, and we tip the pen and say, gee, thanks.
But you're indicating
really
that you've
ever... Here's a token.
Well, you're indicating that you've received an ear of corn or some kind of a bushel of...
No, it has nothing to do with it. That's an appreciative...
The gentleman won't answer my question, Bill.
Look, at Jim's point...
You want to pay ahead of time for a better grade.
No, here's what I'm saying. In my business, you'll give a $20 bill to the cocktail waitress to say, keep them coming. All right, now what's the difference between that and saying, here's a little something for your pot in the wintertime, meaning keep it coming, keep some good hard work coming. I want to give this woman an incentive to do her job as a teacher. And
that's insulting to the teacher, that she needs to be tipped.
I have an answer for you, Ted. Okay? You pointed out that your mayor, D. Van Helen, gave him $100. Then he'd go and get you a table.
Yes, sir.
Then wait for him to give you a beautiful table, then give him $100.
Is that the way it works in life? It's not the way it works in restaurants, or that's not the way it works
in life. See, the company is, and I think perception needs to be improved on
this. All right, Jim. Thank you. Your car phone is a little tough to listen to. 1-800-449-8686.
I shut him down.
You did not shut that man down. He's saying a very important thing. He's saying, wait for the job to get done, and then spread it around if you want.
Well, that's not the way it works in life, and I'm trying to give my son life skills. For Jesus Almighty.
Well, you know...
That really is hacking me off.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go to Mim, Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Go ahead, Mim. Mim?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead, Mim.
Hi.
Talking about the gratuity.
Yes, go ahead, Mim.
I just wanted to say that I think that you're talking about the relationship in a backwards sort of way. Grades are meant to show mastery of a subject. if you have mastered the subject, if you understand it, you get a higher grade. If you don't understand the subject, you get a lower grade. It's just an indication of how well you've mastered the grade. If you should be palming the 100 to anybody, try palming it to your son to give him the incentive to master the subject. That's the life skill.
I think that's where we're failing. I think that's where we're failing in our education system. The teachers are always crying about the money, and they never say they're appreciated. Well, what's wrong with a young man walking up to a teacher who also he happens to think is very attractive and saying, buy yourself a hat, here's something for your, for a rainy day?
What do you mean he finds her attractive?
Well, he talks about Mrs. Fisher being very pretty.
Well, I think that's
immaterial.
Why is that immaterial?
Well, you're giving $100 now to a woman he thinks is attractive. Buy yourself a hat?
You know, you guys don't get how it works in the real world. I'm out there 8 hours a day in it, okay?
What do you think I'm doing, Ted?
You're in a radio studio. I'm talking to people, you know, who... And let me tell you something else. My understanding is this lady told me she homeschools her kids.
Do you homeschool, men?
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy. Wow. So, in other words, you don't have any incentive there.
Any incentive for what?
If your kids said to you, Mommy, I really love you... You know, here's $100. Why don't you go get your lip waxed or whatever it is they say, I don't know. You wouldn't appreciate that.
Her own kids?
It's completely immaterial. You're talking about a relationship between a teacher and a student that is not about service orientation, and it's not about giving a gratuity to get something more than what you're getting. I understand what you're saying about he gives the maitre d' $100 and he'll get you a better
table. Exactly.
If you give the teacher $100, she can't give you better mastery of the subject.
Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not.
Because I thought that maybe that...
Well, look, the point is that this young man walked up to his teacher and said what?
He said here's $100 for electrolysis. I told him...
In other words, the intimation that she needed to have hair removed from her lip.
Yes.
That's also entirely beside the point.
Would you appreciate it if you needed to have some hair removed from your lip? Wouldn't you at least appreciate a kid saying, hey, why don't you take care of the mustache or whatever he said?
That's insulting, man. It's insulting.
Besides the fact that it's insulting, it's still completely immaterial. Appreciation.
Would you take the $100 and at least use it toward electrolysis?
I might, but I wouldn't
give
the kid a better grade.
But you would take the $100. Ooh, you're in big trouble now.
No, I said I might.
She might take it.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if a kid gave me $100.
Well,
I know that I would
wax.
Not give them a better grade.
What about
a
bikini wax?
All right. I think the lady's answering the question.
A grade is just an indication of how well your kid has mastered the subject.
And what's this whole thing about?
If he hasn't mastered the subject, then if... He can pay the teacher $1,000. He can pay the teacher $1,000,000.
No, you're saying in my business,
make him speak French.
So you're saying in my business, they should prove that they're worthy of having food being served to them before they give a tip, huh?
No, I'm saying that you've got. You've got the roles reversed. I'm saying that it's like.
Let me tell you, the only roles getting reversed is what my waitress just did on table six, and I'm trying to say,
what are you looking?
No, Phil, allow me to finish. This lady says she'd gladly take $100 from my son to get the hair removed from her lip, and yet my son can't do it. I don't get it.
All right. Look at, ma'am, I got to run.
No. You're both, excuse my language, ma'am, but you're both pissing me off. Now she laughs.
Let me give you a different analogy.
No, I got to run.
Well, she's going to give me a different analogy.
Yeah, uh-huh. How many things did your son say to this teacher? Here's $100 to get your lip waxed. Here's $100 to buy a hat, to buy a suit, to keep the wolf from the door, a chicken in your pot.
He said all of that. Took about 20 minutes.
20 minutes to palm the $100 bill, huh?
Yeah.
Good luck, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Everybody, this is Ted for Ted to Beverly Hills. Come on in. Nothing says romance. Nothing quite says passion. And the beautiful breezes of the Caribbean like baby back ribs. Get them at Ted to Beverly Hills. Where's the music? Oh, there it is. Turd. Wanna put our meat in your...
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, on the peripheral edge of reality.
And welcome back. This is Art Bell, and we'll go to Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn. This is the Art Bell program.
Evelyn? Yes, Evelyn, this is Art Bell.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
Well, I'm just pretty good, although...
I'm out here in Pahrump and Remuda, Sedonia. Name my wife. Ramona is outside taking pictures of different aspects of the sky right now.
Well, that sounds lovely. I've been there.
Have you been up to Pahrump?
Yes, I have.
Have you met my wife, Remuda?
No, I haven't.
She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. What can I do for you, dear?
Well, you know, I taught school for a long time ago, that I'm 95 years old, you'll know it was quite a while ago.
God bless you.
I did teach French, however, to younger children than your son.
Yes. Well, I'm Art Bell.
I found it, yeah, Mr.
Evelyn,
Bell.
This is Art Bell. I'm not Ted Bell. I'm Art.
Art
and
Bell.
Right now I'm photographing flying saucers, so I'm not sure what you're...
Okay.
I don't know what it is you're talking about, dear.
Well, you know, children... Especially younger children.
I'm very
love
frightened.
Their teachers.
Oh, God,
and they like
frightened.
To give.
I'm scared.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.